all about grace. The Voice of St. Paul, this podcast, is about grace. That's what you will hear here. Grace, mercy, God's love in Christ. St. Paul Lutheran Church in Catonsville, Maryland, offers sermons, occasional devotions, and thoughts from Pastor Greg Alms and others. On this podcast, you'll hear about the love of Christ for you and in your life. We invite you to listen, to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. I wonder if you've ever thought about this fact, and that is that Jesus never wrote a book. He never put out an Instagram or a YouTube video announcing his resurrection. He didn't say, "Look, here I am." He didn't write any letters to people in his own hand saying, "I have risen." He didn't send a message out of heaven to in the entire world, telling about his life, his ministry, his teaching, his resurrection. There were no gold plates that he came down out of heaven and buried on a hill somewhere. No miraculous messages. Jesus did not leave himself personally anything, not a scrap of paper, nothing. Never wrote a book, never wrote a letter, and never put out a video. None of that. And yet, we proclaim and sing with confidence this morning, "Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." We say, "Christ is risen." We have to step back and ask, how do we know this? How do we know that Christ is risen? We know that Jesus rose from the dead because somebody told us. Somebody told you. Maybe it was a pastor. Maybe a teacher. Maybe your mom or your dad. Maybe a friend. Someone had told them. And someone else had told them. And back it goes. And the tidings of Easter have come down. And you can trace it all the way back to the apostles. Peter, James, John, and the rest. We know that there is such a thing as Easter, and we can proclaim with confidence and certainty that Jesus rose from the dead because the apostles say so. Because they proclaimed and preached that truth. And it came from their mouth, the voice of the apostles. They told Thomas this morning, "We have seen the Lord." That's an Easter sermon. Those apostles told Thomas. Now, Thomas didn't believe, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the apostles are the source and the fountain of our Easter faith. And in fact, this is what we mean. One of the things that we mean when we confess in the creed, we say that the church is one, the church is holy, the church is Christian, and it is the one holy Christian apostolic church. The church, which rests on the foundation of the living, resurrected Jesus, is apostolic. Because we only know that Jesus rose from the dead because of the apostles' witness. Because the women called and told them, Jesus appeared in that upper room, giving them the peace of his crucifixion and resurrection. They saw him with their eyes. They touched him with their hands. And they proclaimed what they saw. The Holy Spirit gave them the boldness, indeed gave them the faith. And they proclaimed the truth that Christ is risen. Alleluia. Their proclamation, their preaching, is recorded in the New Testament, in the Gospels, and in the epistles of the New Testament. The holy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, record of the apostles' witness. And so we know that Christ is risen because the apostles say so. And they tell us and we hear their voice in the pages of the New Testament. And through them, we can hear and know the truth of Jesus. They say, and they have a particular version of Jesus, the apostolic truth. The truth that the apostles proclaim is that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, died, buried, and on the third day he rose again. We could fill in more blanks of their apostolic witness, drove out demons, healed, so on. That he will come again and judge the living and the dead. That's the apostolic witness. That's why we call that creed the Apostles' Creed. They didn't write the creed, but that creed summarizes what they preached and taught and what we find in the New Testament. The apostles tell us who Jesus is and who we as Christians place our trust in. Trusting in the apostles' word, trusting, of course, in Jesus himself. We believe in the apostolic Jesus. There are other versions of Jesus. Jesus, almost from the minute that he rose and from the minute he ascended into heaven, there were competing versions. The apostles proclaimed the truth, and yet there began to circulate, if you will, other Jesuses, other versions. There was a Gnostic Jesus in which Jesus was more or less a ghost, not a real human being, not really born. He didn't really die on the cross. And of course, he didn't physically rise from the dead. He was a spirit. And he came, this Jesus, to impart spiritual truth. And the apostles' version says, no, he rose from the dead physically, even as we experience sickness and death in our bodies, and we experience joy and happiness in this physical life. Jesus came to redeem this life. There were many versions of Jesus. There are many versions today. You can get the stern, judgmental Jesus who comes to condemn and to push people away from God. You get the businessman Jesus who comes to teach us how to be successful in life. You get the socialist Jesus who comes to tell us that we have to, do this particular political version of what they say the truth is. You get endless versions of Jesus, the athletic Jesus, the Super Bowl Jesus, the smiling Jesus, the laughing Jesus. We believe in the apostolic one, that Jesus chose his apostles as eyewitnesses. He gave them his Holy Spirit, and he sent them out to testify and to point to him. And it is through the words of the apostles that we know Jesus, the real Jesus, the one who died on the cross, the one who forgives sins, the one who is coming again to bring us to heaven. And it's that very thing, this truth, that we know Jesus through the words of the apostles. It's that very thing that Thomas did not accept. That the church was apostolic. In that moment in which Jesus had appeared to the apostles and Thomas wasn't there and he came, the apostles said, "We have seen the Lord." They said, "Christ is risen." But Thomas refused their word. And when they said, "Christ is risen," Thomas, instead of saying, "He is risen indeed, hallelujah," said, "Hold on a minute. Let's just stop for a minute." He said, "Are you sure? Are you sure Jesus rose from the dead?" And he, instead of allowing the word of the apostles and the Holy Spirit, which came with that word from the apostles, to bring faith into his heart, held his hand up and said, "No, just hold on a second." And Thomas, he wanted more than just the word of the apostles. just that word. He wanted a sign. He wanted a miracle. He said, I want to put my hands in the crucified marks of Jesus. I want proof that Jesus was. I want to put my hands in his side where they put that spear through. Thomas demanded more. This is a temptation for us as well. When we hear the words of Scripture, when we are presented the truth of the New Testament, oftentimes we can become so used to it, or it can see such a small thing, you know, just words on a page, some weak preacher trying to get across some arcane point. We end up searching for confidence and assurance in other places beyond the New Testament. And we say, sure, I believe in Jesus, just answer my prayers. If you answer my prayers, then I'll be sure you're God, because, you know, God can do those things. I want something big to happen. Just talking, right? Just listening to these words doesn't do it. You got to juice it up, Jesus. Come on, give us some juice. Make me feel good. I need some proof. Jesus, in his graciousness and his kindness, condescended to Thomas. And he showed Thomas his crucified hands. And he showed Thomas his wounded side. And Thomas, the Holy Spirit flooding his heart at the words of Jesus, speaks out in bold confession, my Lord and my God. And yet Jesus follows up that encounter with Thomas by saying, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. In other words, those who hear. Those who have not seen, but have heard the testimony of the apostles, who have read the New Testament witness. Blessed are they. Because it is in these things that the resurrection of Jesus comes to us, in the Word of God, spoken to us by the apostles. You know, we can't go to heaven. We can't time travel back to the empty tomb. We can't do any of those things. We can't manufacture a set of emotions or miracles. But the word of the apostles comes to us sure and true into our ears and creates faith in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be sure and so that we can know when we say Christ is risen, alleluia, that means that my sins are forgiven. That it means that Jesus, because the apostles say so, has opened heaven. That death is dead. How can I know? How can I be sure? Because the apostles say so. And God, the Holy Spirit, speaks through them and their word is true. The apostles preached and spoke their testimony recorded in the New Testament so that we can believe. The Bible is not a book simply of information, but it's a book that gives life. It's a book that is heard. The gospel writer John says, these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that by believing you may have life in his name. The apostles speak for a particular purpose, and it comes, the New Testament, through the ages, and it comes into our ears. People speak it to us and share it with us. I came across a flyer from my grandfather's church in Houston, Texas, in the 1940s. They did their Easter sunrise service at a drive-in movie theater. And they have a picture. My grandfather was a school principal, Lutheran school principal, not a pastor, but they have it was a newspaper article. And there is the pastor and an altar up on the top of the concession stand in the drive-in movie theater saying, Christ is risen, speaking the testimony of the apostles in a most unlikely place, secular, popcorn, but it is the place where people go. And we say Christ is risen here. We did our sunrise service out in the parking lot. But those words of the apostles are not meant to be captured inside a building. They're not meant to be muttered quietly in our closets. But they are meant to be in the drive-in theaters and in the places where we go, out in a world that is dying for the lack of a word from the apostles. That this life we live is not a dead end. It's not a place of darkness and defeat. But this world has been redeemed. And that these people have been redeemed, all of us, by this Christ whom we know. Not the Christ of our imagination. Not the Jesus that people make up to make themselves feel good. The apostolic Jesus, who rose from the dead, forgives sins, coming back from heaven. That risen Christ is commanded. He says to the apostles, you know, as I have been sent, so I send you. So I send you, John 20, into the drive-in theaters, into the shopping places, into your families, to proclaim the true Jesus, the Jesus who is risen from the dead. May that apostolic Jesus be in your hearts and minds and in your mouths and lips as we go forth proclaiming the victory of Jesus over death. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's it for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the voice of St. Paul. God be with you.